So, I've got an agenda here. The first item is review of the last minutes and actions. Everyone's... Gabby, the minutes are approved, I think, aren't they? Oh, who's that?
That was me rejoining.
Oh, hi, me rejoining. Okay, Gabby, so the minutes and the last minutes and actions, the last minutes are, were approved.
Mm-hmm.
And the actions, you've got the actions there. Do you want to just run through them?
Sure. First action, the CCNSO secretary to send Les Town an email asking for an update of what the participation working group decided on the format of administrative workshops.
So the answer to that
and
is nothing.
I did that, and I had a reply from Leslie saying she's suggesting that people should be asked in Paris about their view, and then that is a working group should be established to organize something for Cairo.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we'll do that. Second one?
That was the chair to work on CCNSO GNSO agenda together with Abri Doria.
Yeah, I've done that. Basically, it'll be a sort of, we haven't yet formalized the agenda, but it's going to be just a gathering. It's our first proper gathering with this GNSO council without, or rather, previously we just got together to talk specifically about IDN, so we will put out a formal agenda in the next couple of days, but it'll be a very much sort of wide-ranging general discussion on things. The actual IDN stuff will by then, we may need to discuss it, but it's on the Monday, isn't it, Kevin?
Thursday.
Thursday,
yes. So everything will hopefully have been done by then, and there won't be that much to talk about. What's next?
The CCNSO secretary to send out a note on the CCNSO members list and CCTV community list performing medical with Brad Spence and Kevin Wilson will be set up at the week starting on the 2nd of June on the proposed financial and operational budget. You might show a call for volunteers to read the draft and then act as spokesperson for CCTOD during the conference call. And that's linked to the next action item, which is the CCNSO secretary to put together a group of volunteers to call with Doug Brent and Kevin Wilson. And that's
what happened on the budget call? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what happened on the budget call?
There were two participants, Dossie and Keith. They ran through the budget. Kevin Wilson gave a presentation on the budget that's been published, or that's available, put it this way, as is a recording of the meeting. Dossie and Keith asked some questions. I sent them an email what was in it was were the questions, and then we take it from there. Because there was little attendance, there is a possibility to organize another one, but it's getting very close to Paris, and maybe we have to do something in Paris if there is more interest.
Okay, well, the situation we're in right now is that most of us don't formally contribute any money. Some of us put money in as sort of volunteers. Oh, that was nice. I think really just making sure that we've got some input and acknowledging that what we decided in Delhi was that we were probably too late to get ourselves organised for this round, but we'd make sure that we were in sync with the ICANN timings for the strategic plan for next time and the budget for next time. So I think we can make sure that happens following on from our.
Yeah, but that needs to be filled in extra. But that's what we said, say, from the process working group, is that we do this as an additional guideline for the next time around.
Yes, Olivier.
Are we talking now about the the topic number three in the agenda, or do?
No, this is just a follow-on from the sort of, Olivier, because I asked the question, what happened on the call, so.
Okay, so may I give an input now?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Okay. I've heard about some concerns that were mainly, maybe Peter wants to say a word about it, that has circulated in the centralist about something in the budget and some questions that some people had about the increase of the IANA budget.
Yes.
And I was wondering, and I think I'm tempted to think and to feel that it may be a good idea to invite, I'm not sure it's feasible or not, to have a talk over the CCNSO members meeting in Paris about it, maybe with Kevin Wilson. I'm not sure if it's, but there were some questions, because if you look at the budget, you see that there are indications for the IANA budget to increase, and some people have asked for questions about it.
Chris, if I just may add some details to that point. Thanks, Olivier, for bringing that up. The issue is, of course, not with the increase of the IANA budget as such, which would probably be very much welcomed by most CCLDs, I guess. But it's more a question of whether that increase really reflects an increase in IANA resources, or whether that is that includes an increase for other infrastructure projects. That was the main question. People were just wondering why there would be such an exponential increase in IANA budgets. If not,
I understand. But Gabby or Bart, Kevin's coming to our briefing session, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's only for 5 minutes, and that's something to do, say, with the invoicing process. But so we can make him available if there are more questions regarding the budget.
Well, look, we've got 45 minutes or an hour set aside on Tuesday morning for our usual update from Paul and Peter and et cetera, and Kevin's going to be there as well. I mean, there's no reason why we can't ask a number of questions about the budget at that time, is there?
No.
Okay, well, Peter, would you be comfortable to raise those issues actually in the session with the ICANN, with Paul and Peter and Kevin?
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, then I think that's probably the easiest way of doing it, because we're literally, you know, a week away, so there's probably no point in trying to do anything in between. Has anyone sent a note to ICANN to ask them about that particular point?
I know it has been, Kim Davis answered it partially to the mailing list, and part of the answer was I have no idea, but it has been formally raised, as far as I know.
Sorry, it has been or it hasn't been?
It has not been formally raised.
Okay. Well, let's attempt to do that on Tuesday morning in Paris, if that's okay with everybody.
Could I just ask about the timing on this, Chris? I mean, does it still make sense? Could there be any changes if we ask questions on Tuesday?
I don't know. But
It changes to what, Peter?
I mean, for instance, the reallocation of a part of the budget if our question would lead to an answer that says yes, it's not just IANA, and as a conclusion of that answer, part of the budget would be reallocated to where it properly belongs. I mean, is there still time to do that? Because if I understood correctly, the budget is to be approved on Thursday, right?
Yeah, so it's pretty late, but as far as I know, the budgetary process is still open up till the Paris meeting, and say if there is a very good reason for doing so, but the window of opportunity is closing rapidly.
So what would you suggest we do, Bert?
I think it's either we organize a call this week, but I'm a bit reluctant of doing so because I don't know if he's traveling. So that's very difficult to organize. let me check and say that this will be on the agenda, and it's up to Kevin to respond. I think that's the most feasible option and the most transparent one.
Bob?
Yeah?
Just my two cents, it sounds very close from the Paris meeting now.
Sorry?
We are very close from the Paris meeting, and all the community will meet in Paris, so maybe...
Yeah?
It's easier to have opportunity in Paris to leave people or exchanging
well,
I don't know.
I tell you what we could do. We could perhaps try to have a conversation with Kevin, not actually in a formal meeting, but we could perhaps have maybe Peter and Olivia and me and Bart could have a conversation with him perhaps on Monday. I mean, Bart, if you think it's worth, I leave tomorrow and I'll be in London for a couple of days and then I'm going down to Paris. I mean, I'm happy to talk to Kevin on the phone if you think that's sensible.
Let me check with Kevin, and I'll get back to the council as quickly as possible,
because
you, Peter, and Olivier as well.
Because Peter, Olivier, me, and you will all be on European time Wednesday and Thursday morning. Well,
yeah,
Thursday,
and I don't know when Kevin is traveling, so let me check.
Let's see if you can work it out. All right?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Excellent. Gabby, last action items.
Figure you out to find out the maximum amount of balls the restaurant ends.
We've dealt with that, so that's Libby and I will sort that out over the next couple of days. Okay, fine. So, back to the agenda. Readiness for Paris. The agenda for the CCNSO meeting is basically complete, is it not, Gabby?
Yeah, so we've just had the presentation by Angola.
Yeah.
And then I can send it out.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And Gabby, what I'll do this afternoon is I'll send you the presenters for the IPv6 session.
Completely. Wonderful, thanks.
Now, appreciating that there are a number of councillors not on this call, what I would like to do, following on from some of our discussions in our CCNSO planning day in Delhi, is I would like to have various councillors actually chair the sessions that are relevant to them. So just to take an example, in the case of the participation working group session, if Leslie is there, then Leslie can chair it and so on. So over the next couple of days, I'll work on some suggested chairs for the various sessions and send that out. And if anyone has any objections, then please say so. But it would be good, I think, if we could split the some of the session chairing roles amongst us as part of our sort of succession planning. Would be very helpful.
And consider it an implementation of the guidelines.
Well, yes. I mean, we've got to get to those. Okay, so the agenda will, Gabby, you'll get that out, sort of final version, subject to any last-minute changes today or tomorrow?
Yes.
Excellent. Technical workshop is under control as far as I can see. Eberhard is doing his usual job of getting people there and so on, so I imagine that everything will just be going according to plan. Gabby, you can do me a huge favour, which is I can't remember what time I'm supposed to be going to the technical workshop on Monday. I did say I'd do a session for Eberhard, but I can't remember when it was. So if you could perhaps send him a note and ask him to do that and slot it into my agenda, that would be very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you. The administrative workshop, we're basically rolling forwards. We're going to have a discussion about the principles of it in Paris and go from there. The IDN workshop, we have several of those. There is an IDN working group meeting on the Saturday. There is a IDN update session for everybody on Monday at
10 o'clock, Gabby, is that right?
Something like that, yes. I don't have the exact date.
And there is our session on it on Wednesday morning. Now, everyone hopefully will have seen the first draft of the final report. The goal is that CCNSO members approve the report, subject to any amendments that may happen between now and then, approve the report at the meeting in Paris, and it's also the goal that the GAC do the same. Whether either of those two things will happen is a matter for some discussion, but that's the goal. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Did you, just Olivier speaking, did you have any input bar on the report, or at this stage? I'm not sure how it works, but were there any significant input on the process on the report that was sent recently? Because I heard coming from different CCs or different people in the community.
Please have your passcode and conference leader's name available. A coordinator will assist you momentarily.
Thank you, whoever that was. I love these calls because I get to hear all sorts of music. Oh, there it goes again.
To the operator about this.
Ah, good. Thank you, Gabby. Who's doing this? Next council call, I'm bringing my guitar and my drums. Amazing.
Chris, you thought it was going to be quick call, you were well.
I did. I foolishly imagined, Olivier, that we would get through this relatively quickly, but clearly we're going to enjoy a huge amount of musical interlude. Oh, dear. Okay. You've heard some.
I heard some questions about the.
Hello. Sorry, I have to say something. The operator found out the piano music comes from Yangam's line, so she has been disconnected.
Oh, well, that's encouraging news for Yangam and for us.
So Yangam is on the call. That's good.
I think she joined later, but she has been disconnected because of the piano music.
Lovely. Excellent. Very exciting.
I will try to email her, so.
Maybe she'll dial back in again with a trumpet or something. Sorry, Olivia, you've heard that some CCs are what?
Yeah, I heard a couple of questions about the report, the IBN report that has circulated, and I was wondering if what was the exact process and if Bart had significant, or you had significant input.
Not at this stage. The process is that anyone can make comments, and the goal is that we spend half a day on this in Paris to answer everyone's questions and to hopefully make everybody feel comfortable. If people have got concerns or questions, then it would be useful if they were disclosed now rather than waiting for the meeting in Paris. You'll have seen, Olivier, that there are a couple of...
Heard, for example, someone asking if there were new CCs introduced in IBN, in which region? I can read them.
Well, they can't be. No, there can't be new CCs introduced in IDN, Olivier.
Okay.
that you can only, you have to be on the ISO 31661 list, unless, otherwise you can't have a CCTLD.
Yeah.
So unless you're on that list, you can't apply for an IDN CCTLD. Is that what you meant, or did you mean something else?
No, in what ICANN geographic region they would go.
Yeah, in which region there would
be... Oh, okay, you mean in the sense of the CCNSO membership?
In the sense of the CCNSO membership, yes.
At the moment,
that's
we don't have an answer.
Yeah.
We don't have an answer to that question at the moment, Olivier. The answer is that currently the CCNSO membership is governed solely and only by the ASCII CCTLD, and any changes in that membership structure would need to be a result of the policy development process.
Okay.
But if you have questions, they can. Maybe the easiest way is, what I'll do is I'll drop a note today to the council, CCNSO list, and the community list. If there are questions, please forward them to the CCNSO secretariat so we have an idea what's coming up.
Yeah, that would be very useful and very helpful, I think.
Yeah, and it's not that say that these issues can be only raised, but then we have a basic idea of what the concerns are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you, Bart. That would be very helpful, I think. But Olivier, the goal, the idea is that we spend a whole morning on this in Paris, and hopefully we'll be able to answer the questions and deal with any issues that arise.
No, but my question was more with the process, how to provide input if we have.
Oh, well,
and I think it's fixed, so no problem.
Send it to absolutely. Yeah. Good. Okay.
And then people can raise them themselves either on the IDN workshop on Monday morning or at the CCNSO meeting, of course.
Of course.
Yep.
All right. The next item is the CCNSO GNSO meeting. We've discussed that briefly. The other one is the CCNSO ALAT meeting. There is a lunch on Monday with the councils, or with the CCNSO Council and the At-Large Advisory Council, and there is currently a loose agenda for that, which will be finalised in the next couple of days. But again, it's very much a first time we've done it properly, and so it's going to be a very open agenda to allow for a sort of introduction, and we'll see what comes of it. But certainly it's something that we should be dealing with, and hopefully it'll be a worthwhile. It is lunch on Monday, isn't it, Gabby?
Yes, on Monday. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Unless there are any questions on that, I'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the budget, which we've actually already discussed. So unless anyone has anything to say about that, we can bypass that because we've already discussed it. Okay, good. The next item is the processes working group. Now, Bart, we're intending to approve these guidelines in Paris.
Yes, but that's, say, the council. What we do is, we didn't have any feedback from the working group, from the council members. So we'll post them on the CCNSO website, because I think there are too many guidelines for people to receive by through email, and then it's up for discussion on the. At the members' meeting, I think it's Tuesday afternoon. Dottie is chairing that session,
yes.
And then we take in the feedback. If there is no substantial feedback, I think they're ready to be approved by the council at the council meeting. That's more or less the process.
Excellent. And then all we have to do is to remember to actually operate by them.
Yeah, but they're going to be published, so you can't forget. Yeah. They are there.
I can forget them. It doesn't, just because they're published doesn't mean I can remember them.
No, but somebody else will remind you.
Somebody else will remind me, exactly. Okay, well, that's good. And we'll have a session on that, as you say, on Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
While I'm just before I forget, there is nothing to do with processes, but we have added a session to the agenda for Tuesday late afternoon on Tuesday. New Level are sponsoring our lunch on Wednesday. But there are a number of law enforcement people coming to the ICANN meeting, led by a gentleman from the FBI. There's people from the UK and various other countries coming, and New Level said that they were interested in sort of sacrificing their normal 20-minute presentation of their latest ability to run your registry for you. To give the law enforcement people an opportunity to talk to the CCNSO. And that's actually going to happen on Tuesday afternoon at about 5:15. So you may have seen it on the, I don't know if that bit's been published yet or not, but it should be a very interesting session, because what we'll get to do is to hear from law enforcement why they think that that every territories or countries who is should be open and full, because it helps them. So I just wanted to flag that, because I'm not sure if people have necessarily noticed that on the agenda yet. Where have we got to? Working group updates. Okay.
Chris, that will be a session on Tuesday afternoon. What time?
5:15, Olivier. It'll be on the final agenda that Gabby publishes later today or tomorrow. But it's after the last session on, I think, from memory is regional updates, and then I think we've got this session, and there'll be six or seven law enforcement people from various different countries coming to talk to us, and I think that's actually very valuable, at least to get their views on things and so on. Is that okay, Olivier?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, good. So item 5 is working group updates. The GAC working group, everyone, we're not having a joint session with the GAC on anything other than IDNs. But the working group, the GAC CCNSO liaison working group, is going to be reconstituted in Paris with new people, and the goal will be to arrange for a first of a series of GAC CCNSO gatherings in Cairo at the next meeting. So that's what's happening there. The next one is IANA, Olivier, the IANA working group. Do you want to talk to that?
Oh yes, since I posted work plan. A draft work plan to the CCNSO council list, I think we'll need now to move forward in consulting the CCs about this draft. I posted this paper to the council mailing list last Wednesday. There are two papers for the, as you may recall, we are now working on drafting a work plan for the YANA working group, which is foreseen in the charter.
Yes.
We propose two documents. A first one which describes the YANA context and introduces the YANA working group activities, and a second one that proposes a concrete schedule for the YANA working group activities for 2009. So I had I had just a little comment from someone about two typos in the documents, so I just resent before this call the paper to the council mailing list.
Yeah.
And now the suggestion would be to consult the community with this document, to consult the CCTLDs. I'm not sure how to do that. Should we post it to the CCNSO mailing list and the CCTLD community list, maybe?
Yes, that's probably sensible before Paris. We should do that probably. You should probably do that today.
So I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So I will post it for consultation. To be honest and more coming into the concrete content of those paper, especially the second one, the timetable, the proposed work plan is probably not perfect at this stage, because we, at the same time, we are coming from a situation where the YANA working group undertook some activities to respond to a specific context, and now we need to... Pardon?
Hello?
Yep.
Who's that?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Oscar.
Oh, Oscar, hi.
Hi, Oscar.
Sorry, Olivier, carry on.
No problem. So, yeah, we, in the work plan, we are taking into account the activities that were previously undertook to the work plan, and we now need also to address the challenges of IANA in it. So, we are really waiting for input from the community on it, so.
Olivier, don't worry too much about it being perfect. It's never actually going to be perfect. It's always going to be something that is subject to change, but the key is to have a structure that is flexible enough to, for the working group to be able to deal with the things that it needs to be.
Yeah,
able
absolutely.
To come up.
Where I want to go with this is just to say I'm not sure I will ask, since also we are working on a 2009 work plan.
Yes.
I don't know yet, depending on the input we will have, if I will ask the council to approve it in Paris, or if we wait the next...
Till Cairo, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. That's great. And can I, Olivier, acknowledge you for the amount of work that you've done, because there's been an extraordinary amount of work in this, and you've done most of it, so thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
You deserve a huge amount of credit for the work that you've put in, so thank you for that.
Yeah, you should thank AFNIC to give me the opportunity.
Oh, well, I'll thank AFNIC as well, but I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you. You can thank them on our behalf, but... Okay, the next one is the IDNC working group, which I think is now closed, isn't it, Gabby?
Sorry, Chris, I have just another...
I'm sorry, Olivier, I apologize.
Sorry. I'm not going to go into detail with the RZM testing. But
yeah.
Just for information, Kim Davis posted a mail to all testers last Thursday indicating that the YANA platform was shut down for internal reasons. So I don't know yet if it will be back again and when exactly. So
have you asked him?
Yeah, and they are really overloaded at the moment, so he didn't respond yet. So
okay.
Yeah. And a last point I wanted to say now is about the DNSSEC paper.
Yeah.
For information, there were some discussion with a couple of CCTLDs and precisely with the Center Tech group about DNSSEC, and I asked to the Center Tech if there were a problem for CCTLDs that were not signed to have the root zone signed in the Center Tech group. And the response I had was no, there is no problem for the root zone to be signed from different CCTLDs participating in the Center Tech group. So it would be very interesting to forward the same question to other regions, maybe to the CCTLD community list, to also give the opportunity to others to respond to this question, because I think it's an important one.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how to proceed, and that's why I sent a mail to the Central Council, to the Council meeting, sorry. Today about it.
Okay.
So I don't know if you see any objection
not at all.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's
right.
It for me.
Thank you, Olivier. Gabby, the IDNC working group is closed now, I think, isn't it?
No. The IDNC working group is that's the group that's doing the fast track. The IDN working group is closed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, okay. So the IDN, the update on the IDNC working group is that we published our final report and a draft of our final report, so we've kind of dealt with that.
No, the only thing is what you could add on Saturday afternoon, there will be another meeting.
Yeah, that's right. There is an IDNC working group meeting on Saturday afternoon in Paris, and it's an open meeting in that people can come if they want to. You don't have to be a member of the working group to come. So if you have comments and if you want to be involved in the discussions, please feel free to come. But basically we're going to try to finalise the report, deal with the alternative suggestions that have been made by various people, and see if we can sign off on it. I suspect we will sign off on it, but it may be signed off with some alternate views. Those of you who have read it will note that the Chinese CCTLD and has a view about the definition of what a territory is or what a country is, which most of us believe is way outside of what we should be dealing with. But nonetheless, it's a view, and therefore it has to be stated in the report. And I imagine that if that view continues to be held, that China will make that point at our meeting on Wednesday morning.
And they are in favour of a common period, I would say.
Yeah. Unless it's about them.
Yeah.
Okay. Any comments or questions on that point? Nope. Okay. So the next one is the joint CCNSO GAC IDN working group, which is basically assumed into the IDNC working group, isn't it, Gabby?
Yes, but you didn't want to close it down yet.
Yeah.
Because we might need it.
We might need it. We might need it in respect to the PDP, actually.
Yeah.
So that. Next one is the participation working group, which is going to report in Paris. Somebody's in a harbour somewhere with a ship moving. Oscar, have you got anything you want to just report on the participation working group, or do we just leave it to Paris? Oscar.
Is Oscar here?
I'm here.
Yep.
Okay, do you want to just update us on the participation working group, or are we just going to wait until we get to Paris and discuss it there?
Participation working group, what's that?
That's the thing that you're on with Leslie and Hilda.
No, I didn't know. I wasn't aware. I wasn't that.
Is that Oscar Moreno?
That's Oscar Moreno.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Oscar. It's your fault for having the same name as.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And even the same tone of voice.
Yes, and even the same tone of voice. How dare you sound like Oscar Robles? That's appalling.
Oh, no. Different Oscar. Same accent.
My humble apologies, Oscar. I apologize
for you. No problem.
Okay, well, so we'll leave that one until we get to Paris. The last one on the list is the Tech Working Group, which we've already talked about because they're running the Tech Day in Paris. Do we have any other business that we need to deal with at this particular meeting?
So you've got the McAfee report still.
Hi, he just joined.
I got cut off. This is Young'un.
Young'un, you not only got cut off, but you treated us to a large amount of piano music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it was lovely. I have heard playing for quite some time.
Oh,
But you've arrived just in time for
it. Just a moment.
I'm sorry, Bart, what were you saying? What were you just saying?
I was talking to Renske. She had to pick up the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, it's got nothing to do with us then.
No.
So the tech working group we've dealt with, is there any other business that we need to deal with on this call?
Yes, the McAfee report.
Well, what do we need to do about that?
I don't know. You suggested it.
Did I say it to you again? God, I must have been drunk. Well, I brought it up because clearly there are some CCs who are very upset about it. And I wondered whether we should allow some time to talk to us at the meeting in Paris. Not that we have any time, but we could make some time if we should allow that.
Maybe in context of the anti-phishing survey.
Yeah. Well, but what about if you sent a note out to the list saying that asking members if they would like to take a few minutes to address the McAfee report at the meeting and see what response you get?
Yep.
Okay, good. Excellent. Is there any other business we need to deal with on this call? Marvellous. So, I guess we'll all see each other, or those of us that are coming will see each other in Paris. Olivier, I'm assuming you'll be there?
I suspect so, yeah.
All right, well, unless there's anything else, let's close the call, and we'll gather, see each other around in Paris on Sunday and Monday, ready for the CCNSO meeting on Tuesday.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Yep.
See you in Paris.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Chris?
Bye-bye.
Chris?
Yes?
Do you want... Can we have a talk now, 5 minutes? Because you want...
Yeah. Sure. Let me call you. What number can I call you?
Yeah. You call me?
What's your number?
+331...
Yep.
39...
Yep.
30...
Yep.
It's not recorded anymore.
No, but don't worry. 331-3930. Yep.
No, the call is not recorded anymore.
I know, but I want to call you back.
Yeah, but I want to be sure that my number is not recorded and published.
I understand. No, it's...
Sorry, just check.
No, it's not. I think it's okay. 331-3930.
8331.
Okay, I won't be long.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.